Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. 18 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Punjab police removes protesting farmers from Shambhu and Khanauri borders. Haryana police starts removing cemented barricades. Registration begins for Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand. Parsi New Year festival Navroz been celebrated today. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rate unchanged. BCCI announces cash reward of 58 crore rupees for Team India following the victory at the ICC Champions Trophy 2025. And Khelo India Para Games to begin in New Delhi this afternoon. In Chhattisgarh, 18 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. A Jawan of the District Reserve Group, DRG, has also been martyred in this incident. Now we go over live to our Raipur correspondent, Vikalp Shukla, for the latest update. Vikalp, if you can hear me, can you please give us the detailed, the latest update on the encounter?
Yes, Abhishek. Abhishek, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that a large number of Maoists were present in the forest situated at the border area of the Bijapur and Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh. And after this intelligence input, a joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Maoists in Gangalur area. So far, the bodies of 18 Maoists were recovered from the spot. Apart from this, large number of automatic weapons and explosives have also been recovered from the spot. And search operation is still going on in the area. Abhishek, in another operation in Kanker district of Chhattisgarh, four Maoists were killed in an exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists. In this way, so far, 22 Maoists were killed in two different operations against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh today. Abhishek, I just want to tell you that the central government is committed and has resolved that by next year, that is 2026, Chhattisgarh will be freed from the problem of Naxalism. And today's operations are an important step in this direction. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Vikalp, for that update. That was a correspondent, Vikalp Shukla, reporting from Raipur. Well, moving on, Punjab police has removed protesting farmers from Shambhu and Khanauri borders. Punjab police also resumed its operation to dismantle the remaining temporary structures on the Punjab side of the Shambhu border to clear the road. Haryana police has also started removing cemented barricades which were erected to prevent the Punjab farmers from heading to Delhi. At the Shambhu border, JCB and other machines have been deployed to remove the concrete blocks to clear the Shambhu-Ambala road, which remained closed for over a year. In Punjab, industrialists and the general public have welcomed the eviction of farmers by the state government from Shambhu and Khanauri checkpoints with Haryana last evening. Ludhiana-based Badish Jindal, President World MSME Forum, while welcoming the decision to open the checkpoint, said that the state was incurring 1,500 crore rupees losses every month and the business was decreased from 15 to 20%.
हम टैक्स करते हैं पंजाब सरकार के फैसले का जिससे पंजाब में 1500 करोड़ के आसपास का नुकसान हर महीने होना शुरू हो गया था क्योंकि 15% से ऊपर जो कॉस्ट बढ़ गई थी ट्रांसपोर्टेशन की और 15 से 20% कारोबार कम हो गया 2019 से लेकर अब तक 10,000 करोड़ से ऊपर का नुकसान पंजाब इन एजिटेशन के कारण झेल चुका है और ये असहनीय था.
Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, today said that the central government is committed for the welfare of farmers and it has taken a series of measures for them since 2014. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Chaudhary highlighted that the government has implemented PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and increased the MSP of crops.
2014 से लेकर अब तक किसान सम्मान निधि देने की बात हो एमएसपी बढ़ाने की बात हो कृषि बजट को बढ़ावा देने की बात हो किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड जो अभी अभी 3 लाख से 5 लाख करने की बात हो जैविक खेती को बढ़ाने की बात हो प्राकृतिक खेती को बढ़ाने की बात हो अनेक उपाय किए हैं परंतु ये विपक्ष कभी किसान का आज तक भला नहीं किया इन्होंने तो मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में मोदी जी चाह रहे हैं कि किसान के घर में खुशहाली आए इसके लिए अनेक उपाय कर रहे हैं और करे जाएंगे और इस देश के अन्नदाता को समृद्ध और खुशहाल करेंगे.
on eviction of farmers from the protesting site at Shambhu and Khanori borders by the Punjab government, the minister criticized the ruling Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress. The minister rejected opposition's allegation that the centre has removed the protesting farmers from protesting sites. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 2 p.m. following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after first adjournment at 12 noon, DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of proposed delimitation. The presiding officer objected to the attire of the protesting members. The DMK MPs and Congress members created noisy scenes, leading to adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. In the morning when the House met for the day, it was adjourned till 12 noon, following Speaker Om Birla's objection to the attire of DMK MPs who were wearing T-shirts in protest of proposed delimitation. Mr. Birla said he will not allow the violation of rules, asking the opposition members not to wear T-shirts with slogans. He urged them to leave the House, but DMK and some of the opposition MPs created noisy scenes. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed 3 adjournments over the issue. Now we go over to our correspondent Divakar. Divakar, what are the latest updates and the major activities happening there?
Abhishek, just now both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition protest on proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly seats. In the morning before the sitting of the two houses, DMK and some Congress members from Tamil Nadu protested at Makar Dwara Parliament House. And this was the second consecutive day of their protest in Parliament House over the issue. Today, they were seen wearing T-shirts with slogans against the delimitation. And when the two houses assembled, they were seen wearing the same attire in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The Lok Sabha speaker was miffed over the conduct of DMK MPs and he objected to their attire, saying that it is against the rule of the house and asked them to leave the house, but they created uproar. And after that, Om Birla adjourned the house till noon. A similar scene was there when the house reassembled and the chair was forced to adjourn the house till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed the same issue and it faced 3 adjournments. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar also had a meeting with pro leaders of the upper house over the issue, but it seems that deadlock is still there over the issue. However, written replies related to different ministries were tabled in both the houses. In the Lok Sabha, one of the questions was related to increasing farmers' income, in which government highlighted several schemes being implemented by the Food Processing Ministry for the welfare of farmers, and it informed that over 1,000 infrastructure projects are approved under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana across the country, with estimated benefit to over 5 lakh farmers. In the Rajya Sabha, one of the questions was related to fake job rackets, and it was informed that the government that over 3,000 illegal agents promising jobs abroad have been identified. Abhishek, today discussions on demands for grants related to Jal Shakti Ministry and Agriculture Ministries were listed in the Lok Sabha, while in the Rajya Sabha, discussion on the working of Home Ministry was listed, which couldn't be taken up due to opposition protest. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Divakar. That was our correspondent Divakar reporting live from Parliament. Moving on, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has alleged that the DMK is raising the issue of proposed delimitation in Parliament to hide its failure in Tamil Nadu. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Joshi said that the central government will not allow injustice to South India. He said that the delimitation exercise will take place after the census.
सेंसस के बाद डीलिमिटेशन का कानून के लिए पार्लियामेंट में आएगा और ऑनरेबल होम मिनिस्टर विथ ऑल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड सेंसिटिवनेस ही हैज टोल्ड वी विल नॉट अलाउ एनीथिंग इनजस्टिस टू हैपन फॉर द सदर्न इंडिया.
Meanwhile, DMK MPs held a protest over the issue of delimitation inside parliament premises. Talking to the media, party MP Kanimori Karunanidhi said that the party is insisting on fair delimitation. She said DMK wants clarification from the central government over the issue, as the proposed delimitation will undermine the interest of southern states, including Tamil Nadu.
Our leader, the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, Mr. M.K. Stalin, has been raising this concern about delimitation and about how states which have controlled their population might get affected and they will be wronged. So we want a fair delimitation.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel has intensified its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in central and southern areas just a day after airstrikes killed at least 400 Palestinians, making it one of the deadliest episodes since the conflict began in October 2023. According to local reports, more than 70 Palestinians, including women and children, were killed in pre-dawn Israeli attacks. Airstrikes struck northern and southern Gaza early today, with at least 71 fatalities reported. Our correspondent Vinod is connecting with us from Dubai. Vinod, given the intensifying military operations and the collapse of the ceasefire, what are the latest updates on Israel-Hamas conflict?
Good afternoon, Abhishek.
Good afternoon.
Israeli forces have stepped up their military operations, retaking the key corridor and warning that attacks will continue until Hamas release remaining hostages and give up the control of the entire territory. Now, let's break down what's happening on the ground. Yesterday, Israel confirmed that the troops have moved back into the Netzarim corridor, which is a strategic route that cuts Gaza into half. They had previously withdrawn from this area as part of the ceasefire deal, which was closed in January 19th. But that truce collapsed just 2 days ago when Israeli airstrikes killed more than 400 Palestinians. But now the latest count with the morning death toll is at least 471 people killed. Most of them are women and children, according to the health ministry in Gaza. With Israeli troops pushing deeper into southern Gaza, the fear is that there could be a full-scale war again. The ceasefire had provided some relief and despite it allowed humanitarian aid to flow in and even led to the release of dozens of hostages. But now these fragile gains appear to be unraveling. And it's not just Gaza. Overnight, the conflict extended beyond the border of Gaza and Israel. Israel was launched from mostly by the Houthis, and it was intercepted before reaching the Israeli airspace.
Okay, right. Thank you, Vinod, for that update. That was a correspondent, Vinod, reporting live from Dubai. Well, moving on, U.S. Federal Reserve has kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged in the 4.25% to 4.50% range. The American Central Bank also indicated that 2/4-point interest rate cuts are likely later this year. The Fed Reserve hiked its projection of U.S. inflation for 2025 and downgraded the U.S. economic growth forecast. Registration for the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand has begun. This year, registrations will be Aadhaar authenticated and devotees will be required to provide their Aadhaar card details during registration. Of the total registration, 60% will be conducted online, while 40% will be offline. The Parsi New Year festival Navroz has been celebrated today. The festival, which is seen as a harbinger of peace and prosperity, is the most widely celebrated festival of the Parsi community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on this occasion. The second edition of the Khelo India Para Games will begin at the K.D. Jadhav Hall of the IG Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. Live streaming of the grand opening ceremony will be available on Prasar Bharati Sports YouTube channel. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced a cash reward of 58 crore rupees for Team India following the triumph at the ICC Champions Trophy 2025. The BCCI said this financial recognition honours the players, coaching and support staff and members of the men's selection committee. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading over 1% up in the afternoon trade today, bolstered by positive global cues and buying across all sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex advanced 842 points to 76,291 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 262 points to 23,169 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 18 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Punjab police removes protesting farmers from Shambhu and Kanori borders. Haryana police starts removing cemented barricades. Registration begins for Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand. Parsi New Year Festival Navroz has been celebrated today. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rate unchanged. BCCI announces cash reward of 58 crore rupees for Team India following the victory at the ICC Champions Trophy 2025. And Khelo India Para Games to begin in New Delhi this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.